Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local police warn of fraud attempts via text. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Gillette Police Department released a warning to residents via Facebook due to recently receiving multiple reports of fraud attempts occurring via text messages. In the messages, citizens are asked to log into their bank account through a provided hyperlink. The messages are generally received from out-of-state telephone numbers and do not appear to be directed to customers from any one specific bank. Law enforcement remind you that your bank will never ask for your PIN, password, or other login information in a text message. You should delete the message immediately. According to a fact sheet from the Federal Trade Commission, scammers send fake text messages to trick you into giving them your personal information. Things like your password, account number, or social security number. If they get that information, they could gain access to anything such as email, bank, or other accounts. Or they could sell your information to other scammers. Scammers also try to get you to click on links in text messages by promising you something. Scammers might promise free prizes, gift cards, or coupons, but they're not real. They may offer you low or no interest rate credit cards, but there's no deal and probably no card. Or they may promise to help you pay off your student loans, but they won't. For more information on text message spam or fraud, please visit the fact sheet from the Federal Trade Commission on their website for more information. Campbell County Rancher named to Library Board. A Campbell County rancher has been appointed to the Campbell County Public Library Board following the resignation of Darcy Lyon. The Gillette News Record reported Bonnie Mills, selected on a 4-1 vote by the commissioners, expressed her desire to protect children from exposure to inappropriate materials and believes the board is moving in the right direction. Mills will serve out Lyon's term ending June 30th and a subsequent 3-year term until June 30th, 2027. Other applicants included James Britt, Bryce Mayo, and Sherilyn likewise, each bringing different perspectives and goals for the board. Lyon's resignation stemmed from what she perceived as a lack of respect and a sense of disarray within the board. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.